I'm having fun this morning figuring out and finding out about my coworkers, and we're going to continue on. So I got some questions for you guys, and I want you to be honest about the answers, okay?
Well, that
and
depends.
I'll answer too. I will answer the questions honestly
and
as well.
And we have not prepared for this. We don't know what the questions are.
Since I have no idea where we're going, I reserve the right to be dishonest.
You can't. Sorry. That's the rule. All right. A new survey asked about 2,000 Americans about their bad behavior. And it turns out a lot of people are willing to admit rude, unethical, and sometimes illegal stuff that they do. So I'm going to ask you if you've ever done some of the things that are on this list.
No, these surveys are the people are incognito. They don't they'll admit it if nobody knows who they are.
I'm going to answer them honestly.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
All right. Have you ever left your cell phone on in the movie theater?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. I have too.
I don't know. I don't go to that many movies in the theater, so
I leave it on. My phone is never turned off. My phone is always on. And yes, I and
my phone is always on too. It may be on vibrate or whatever. It's always on,
but it's on vibrate. And if I see that I've got a very important call or a text, I will slip out of the theater and take the call.
Same thing.
I'm not going to take a call or do a text and ruin the movie experience for everybody else. Now that I won't do. All right. Have you ever intentionally gone through the 10 items or less lane with more than 10 items, knowing that you've got more? We like to call those express holes.
Well, it all depends on what 10 items is.
Here's the justification.
Is a six-pack one item or six?
Six-pack of beer is one item.
It's one item because it is scanned once.
Right. It's a one item.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I probably have.
Intentionally?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. If it's not busy.
I don't. Although there have been times when it's not been busy, and someone on the express aisle, if they don't have any customers, will say, "You can come over here, sir.
Now that
I'll do that."
Right.
That doesn't count.
I got no problem with that, but I mean, if it's busy, and I'll look at my thing, and if I'm even close, I won't do it.
What annoys me more is the people in the express lane who then are writing a check or using coupons.
This week, I got behind somebody. The worst is you've got a cashier that's yakety-yakety-yakety and the customer that's yakety-yakety-yakety wanting to write a check. And it's like, will you two please move?
Right.
If you're going to write a check, you should have most of the check already written while you're waiting
just
in line
put
and
the
just put
amount,
the amount in when you get up there. Yeah.
Lately, I have said things to people who have had more than 10.
I've
said things like, "Sir, are you not able to count?"
Ooh. And see, that's why I don't do it, because if somebody were to say that to me, I'm afraid I probably wouldn't be very nice. You know, although I'd probably be like, "Yes, I know, I'm sorry."
And then the few times that usually that's the I'm sorry. I say, "Well, you know, there are people behind you that are in a rush. That's why we're in the 10.
Cussing.
You tell people that, really?
I do.
Sure.
Jeez.
And then if someone says something to me like, "Well, you're rude," I say, "No, I think the person that's got more than 10 items is the one being rude."
I agree. All right. Have you ever intentionally parked in a handicapped spot?
You just passed cussing.
Because
we know everybody cusses.
26% of us swear several times a day. 19% of the people surveyed say they never cuss at all. Liar.
I'm not sure I'm in the several times a day category. I'm probably guilty in the once a day.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I mean, if I slip on the ice. Yeah. Now listen, if I really hurt myself, I got a 13-word string.
I'm usually over one on the drive in to work in the
listen,
morning.
If I hurt myself, if I've done something, and I let that Samuel L. Jackson would look at me and go, "Damn, son." Seriously.
Next movie, co-starring Seth Meehan.
All right. Have you ever parked in a handicapped spot illegally?
No, I
intentionally.
I hate that. Mm-hmm. I will key somebody's car if I see him. No, I won't go that far, but I think about it anyway. I think about keying somebody's car. That is really bad.
Yeah.
That is low.
But there's a spot in downtown Wausau, near where the brick walk used to be.
Yeah.
It's got a handicapped, and then it's got a no parking.
Yeah.
I cheat in the no parking all the time.
Hey, that's different. That's
but
different.
I'm not the handicapped.
What do you mean? You cheat in the no parking hoping you get your errand done before the cops come around to write you a ticket?
I've never been caught yet.
I got news for you. The parking meter in downtown Wausau, that chick has got
she's
ESP.
Aggressive. Yeah.
I think she perches on the rooftops and watches and comes down like Batman. The second that meter goes off, she is there. Not that that's a bad thing. You're doing a great job, sweetie.
Doing too good a job.
Have you ever intentionally refused to let another driver merge in front of you?
Ever? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Not often. I normally let people merge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm courteous that way. Yeah.
I will. The only time that I will not let somebody merge is if we're already basically in one lane of traffic and somebody comes up the shoulder and they're trying to sneak in, be like, you're not getting in front of me.
Well, no, if they're performing something illegal,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're not getting in front of me.
But just like getting on, like on an on-ramp,
sure,
I'll let them in, even though they should be going the speed limit by the time they merge in.
All right, gentlemen, have you had a physical fist fight this year?
No.
No.
When was the last time you got into a physical altercation?
I haven't had a fist fight since I was probably 16, mm-hmm. and only because I couldn't avoid it.
You lost,
trying to think
too,
it was high school.
I got one punch in.
You got one punch in?
I got one punch in before I got destroyed, yeah.
It was before high school, junior high school.
11% of us say that they've been in a physical fist fight this year. I have not. I've not been. I have not.
11%.
11% of
ten have been in a physical fight this year.
This year, isn't that sad? All right. And last but not least, I got to ask you some questions. All right, a little bit more. Times are tough. People were asked what would they do for a certain amount of money. Okay, people were asked whether they would do different and embarrassing things for $16. And if that number sounds random, it was a survey done in Europe. They used 10 British pounds, which translates to $16.34 U.S. So it was based on that survey. They asked them here in the United States, for $16.34, would you eat dog food?
No.
Probably not, no.
Probably? Probably?
Well, if I was starving and needed the 16 bucks.
No. I just walk up to you and say, here's 16 bucks. Eat this handful of kibble.
No, I wouldn't.
All right, would you run naked down the street? In good weather. I'm going to give you good weather.
For $16?
$16.
No.
No.
I would pay you $16 not to do it.
Right.
Would you
put my clothes back on.
For
right.
$16, would you be someone's personal slave?
No.
Hmm?
I have a much higher price tag.
Okay. Would you kiss your boss for 10 seconds, regardless of gender?
No.
Would you let an ex take control of your Facebook page for 1 hour?
Well, I don't have an axe, but no, that wouldn't be good.
Would you wax your entire body, including your head?
For $16?
$16.
No.
Every one of those questions got a positive response. Eating dog food, 22% of people said they would do it. Run naked, 19%. Be someone's personal slave, 17%. Kiss your boss for 10 seconds, regardless of gender, 15% said they would do it. This is all for $16 now.
Obviously, they're harder up in Britain than we are here in the U.S.
Well, no.
If it's $16 for each one of those, they'd have enough to buy a new iPod or something.
Let an ex take care of your Facebook page for an hour. That's 11%. That's less intrusive than making out with your boss and wax your entire body. 8% people said yes, they would do it for $16.
They haven't watched that scene in The 40-Year-Old Virgin where Steve Carell has the...
Kelly Clarkson! Oh, look, it's a man-o-lantern. If you have $20 in your pocket... You could rule 15% of our population.
And I think I may have run into one of the minor deities recently. I was in O'Hare Airport, and there was a food court near my gate, so I went and I got a sandwich, and they have a little, you know, area of tables and chairs, and you take your food, sit, and I'm eating my sandwich, and it took me about a minute before I looked up and I realized everybody in the food court is being so nice and polite. If they're talking to each other, they're talking at this volume. And if they're on a cell phone, they're also talking at this volume. Because what most people don't seem to realize is, if you talk into a cell phone at this level, the other person can hear you perfectly fine. A cell phone is not a walkie-talkie in the Korean War. You don't need to be like, Hotel India Foxtrot, do you acknowledge? People would finish eating, they would take the uneaten part of their food, put it back in their bag, tie the bag up, save a napkin, give the table a courtesy wipe. A courtesy wipe!
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.